there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. Welcome to the program. It's hour one on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, fully assembled. Mr. Bronco is back. Fritzy is in the house.
I was in hiding after that 70-20 debacle.
I'll give you the microphone here. You have the stage. If you'd like to say anything about your Broncos and their performance against the Miami Dolphins.
It's humiliating, embarrassing.
All righty, that'll be enough there. There's nothing else to say.
There really isn't.
Yeah. You lost by 50. Doesn't happen very often, but you lost by 50.
Giving up a lot of points first three games.
Yeah. You can't put all of this on Russell Wilson, by the way. If you look at his numbers, just his numbers, he hasn't played bad. The team just hasn't played well. And as a result, you're 0-3, and you just lost by 50. Okay, who is favored in the Bears game? I think the Broncos are favored. So they're coming off a loss by 50, and are they favored against the Bears next weekend, Paulie?
Yeah, Denver's given 3.5 to the sad Bears.
You lost by 50, and you're favored the following week.
That just does not compute at all.
No. Once again, as I said yesterday, the NFL was drunk over the weekend. It just was. There was stuff that happened. You went, well, what? What is going on here? Yes, Paulie.
I am curious, Dan. What was Fritzy like on Sunday during the debacle with the Broncos, wearing his pajamas, his horse head?
But you were on the road. You were visiting your daughter.
I was.
Wake
I was watching
Forest.
Bits and pieces before getting on the plane. So thankfully, I didn't watch any of that start to finish, that disaster.
Oh, that's good stuff. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the old-time greats. Not this show. We're talking about Panini trading cards, the official trading cards of the program. Autograph cards, instant classics, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now, PaniniAmerica.net. All right, Dodger manager Dave Roberts a little bit later on in the program. Bengals hold off the Rams. Joe Burrow got the start. More importantly, he was able to finish 6 sacks for the Bengals defense, a couple of interceptions as well. The Eagles, it's all about your offensive line and your defensive line. And they have the best combination, I think, in football. They run for over 200 yards, and they put away the Buccaneers, previously undefeated. Chargers lose wide receiver Mike Williams out for the season. Jimmy Garoppolo in concussion protocol. So those are the headlines. Going back to what we saw with the Eagles last night, you know, having that offensive line, defensive line is so important. Even go back to what Oregon did against Colorado. They had 7 sacks on Shedeur Sanders. They ran for over 240 yards. The Eagles then last night, you run for over 200 yards. You limit Tampa to just 41 yards rushing. They put pressure on Baker Mayfield. His QBR was 34.5. We can talk about skill position players. And yes, they're going to make the headlines. They're going to make the big money. But you win and lose because of your offensive and defensive lines. If you said the Jets had a decent offensive line, you know, then maybe, you know, we're looking at a different Zach Wilson there. And I'm not going to put everything on Zach Wilson. And I watched pretty much that entire game. Zach Wilson at times doesn't pull the trigger when he needs to. Sometimes you have to anticipate. You saw that with Joe Burrow last night with Ja'Marr Chase, anticipating where you're going to be, and then you throw the ball. Ja'Marr Chase hadn't even turned, and Joe Burrow had already delivered the ball. It was in the air. Zach Wilson needs to understand that. But keep in mind, he was going to be the guy who was going to sit behind Aaron Rodgers for a couple of years. He was going to be the guy in waiting. He was going to learn from the master. Then all of a sudden, after, you know, two, three games, get him out of there. We got to bring in Nick Foles. We got to bring in a backup quarterback. Well, look at the backup. Do you guys know who the backup quarterback is with the Jets?
Tim Boyle?
Tim Boyle. You know why Tim Boyle is there?
He's non-threatening?
And he's friends with Aaron Rodgers.
Oh.
Okay.
Timmy B?
Yes. Look at his stats. Look at his stats in college. Look at his stats in the pros. He should not be the backup quarterback for the Jets. You should have somebody who can actually play, somebody who has experience there.
Dang.
Yeah, yeah, you're looking at Tim Boyle's stats? Go ahead. Give me a couple of numbers.
His career NFL stats?
You can do college,
he's
too.
0 for 3 as a starter in 4 years. He's got 3 touchdowns and 8 picks.
Okay. Go back to college.
Meanwhile, Mike White with the Dolphins.
Yeah.
He got paid, though.
Yeah. But being friends with, you know, friends with benefits, that's what you have with Tim Boyle and Aaron Rodgers. So they don't have a backup quarterback there. They have somebody who is great in the quarterback room, I'm going to guess. Rodgers likes him. Probably have a great relationship there. You need a quarterback who can help. You need somebody who can play if you need to. But I was watching, you know, a lot of the analysts talking about Zach Wilson. Do I think he's a starter in the league? I don't. Not right now. Once again, I've always thought it was like Zac Efron when he was cast in the the movie where he plays basketball. What's the High School Musical?
Okay.
Yeah, so it feels that way. It's a High School Musical starring Zach Wilson.
They kind of had to keep him there because they're in the middle of his contract as well, right?
Yeah.
Financially, they couldn't keep him and Mike White.
Yeah, I didn't know if they were going to do it Trey Lance and just say, you know what, this ain't working out. But if we see more of what we've seen so far, then that probably is going to happen. Yeah, Paul.
But if you're the Jets, you have a long season ahead of you. You know Rodgers is done. You got to know in practice that Wilson's not doing much. Why not sign Nick Foles September 10th or 11th? And then he has
three. Yeah, but Nick Foles can't escape pressure.
No, but my guess is he'd make better decisions and safer decisions.
I think you have to have somebody who can run. Because you have to run.
That's Usain Bolt.
You have to have somebody who has the ability to run. And Zach Wilson, they want him to learn, stay in the pocket, but it's not a good offensive line. Start there. And you can't take away Aaron Rodgers and then tell me that the entire team falls apart. I think there's part of Aaron Rodgers thinking when he watches that offensive line of, wow, you know what? If I didn't get hurt, I probably was going to get hurt. It's not a good offensive line. What's the deal with the defense? Does that have anything to do with Zach Wilson? Now, he might not put up a lot of points, and the defense can say, look, we held New England to 15 points. Okay, but you might have to be dominating. If you want to be compared to one of the great defenses of all time, you want to be the Bears or the old Steelers or the Ravens, okay, then you're going to have to shut down people. Because that offensive line is not good. And I think that's what needs to be mentioned with Zach Wilson's performance. I got Garrett Wilson. I got two running backs. Can Dalvin Cook still run? Breece Hall? So the offensive line, you saw that last night with the Eagles. It doesn't matter who they put back there. DeAndre Swift they got for nothing. A fourth-round pick, I think, from the Lions? I mean, They're getting the right people. They took a chance on Jalen Carter with the defensive line. Look at the Niners. Offensive, defensive line. The Cowboys don't have three starters on their offensive line. They didn't look good against the Cardinals. Not the only reason why they lost, but you have to have that protection there. And you have to be able to put pressure on the quarterback. Plain and simple. We go back, it's as old as time. Can you block? Can you tackle? Can you put pressure on the quarterback? And here we are talking about running the football. We don't need running backs that we pay a lot of money to, but we do need running backs. And I'd rather spend the money on my offensive linemen. Absolutely. But the Eagles, you saw that. It's balanced. They didn't play great, but they haven't played great so far this season. But here they are, 3-0. You're not going to run on them. And you're not stopping their run. And, you know, you have that formation where you have Jalen Hurts lining up short yardage situation. You know, the tush push. Cousin to the bush push.
Oh, yeah. I think. Old school.
Yeah. The tush push. My wife heard that and she goes, huh? I said, yeah.
What are you watching?
Yes. I'm watching the Eagles game against Tampa Bay. Oh, okay. All right, poll question, Seton. What are we going to go with first hour today?
Let's see. Well, we could go with one about the toddler that we've been holding since yesterday. Fritzy listens to the show more when he is in studio or at home.
Wow. Wow. That's very good.
Fritzy listens to the show more when he is in studio or at home.
Okay. I have my vote.
I may have to vote at home myself for that.
Yeah, I know my vote.
During the show yesterday, I must have got a dozen nice notes from Fritzy. Here's a thing to look at. Yeah. Here's a poll.
Yeah, I got poll questions here. I got thoughts. Okay, anything else?
You know what? Actually, the toddler, because he was out yesterday, and Friday, I guess, he submitted a bunch of poll questions. Todd, you want to
Okay. All right.
Now that Joe Namath has spoken out against...
No, wait a minute. Let me play Joe Namath.
Let's do that. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's how you set it up there. Yeah.
Maybe he should go back home.
Yeah, you got to set it up, Todd.
Joe Namath said some derogatory things about
Zach. He's using the poll question to set up the clip. It's actually expertly done.
Thank you, Seton.
All right. Well done, Todd.
Joe Namath, Hall of Famer. He's seen enough of Zach Wilson.
And you brought up the coaching. How can a coach make things better for Zach?
How can a coach say the locker room's together? How many teams have we been on? Are you telling me there aren't some cats on the defensive side saying, whoa, man, what's wrong with you? Yeah, there's not all harmony in the locker room. And if there is, they need to get rid of the people. You got to get people in there that are competitors and want to fight to win.
What would you, if somebody handed you Zach Wilson and said, okay, Joe, make him better, what would you do?
Send him to Kansas City to back up against somebody like Mahomes. Maybe he'd learn something. I wouldn't keep him. You know, I've seen enough of Zach Wilson. All right? I've seen enough. Has quick feet, can throw a little bit, but I don't believe what's going on up there.
Okay. Well, he was supposed to be learning from Aaron Rodgers, and Rodgers got hurt. So sending him to Kansas City to learn under Patrick Mahomes, basically the same thing in New York. It's not all on Zach Wilson. Do I think he was worthy of the number two overall pick? No, and I said it at the time. He hadn't played against anybody. And he did the roll left, throw back right, 60 yards, and everybody's in shorts. Oh, my God, did you see that throw? That's not the throw. How many times are you going to do that in a game? I want to see what you do. There was a stat last night with Joe Burrow. They basically said, because of his injury, everything is going to be 10 yards or less. You're not going to be going back and planting, you know, on that tender calf. Get the ball out. That's what they did with him. Well, do that with Zach Wilson. First of all, you have to because the offensive line isn't good. Here is Joe Burrow on his calf injury.
I feel good. We didn't have any setbacks today, but still day to day. You know, I've learned through this process that you can have one at any time. So it was good to get through this one, and that means it'll be stronger for this week. So hopefully I can have a full week practice to prepare for next week.
All right, I'm on record as saying I would have sat him down. I would have him down because they have the Titans, the Cardinals in Seattle, then they have a bye week. I would have sat him down, you know, hope for the best. Maybe you squeeze out two wins out of those three. But I don't want to have Joe Burrow for week three and not have him for the rest of the season. Because the calf injury can lead to an Achilles injury. And it might not go away. It might be there all season long for him, and he's got to manage it. You can see where he was not going to, you know, pull down the ball and run. They're limited, and they're lucky to. That defense was wonderful for the Bengals. They put pressure on Stafford all night long, a couple interceptions, but they squeaked by at home. That concerns me. I would not have him play. Now, I would consult the team doctor and say, let's say we rest him for a month. Give me the best case, worst case scenario. Now, if they said it's not going to improve dramatically, it's not going to get much worse. He's going to have to play through this. Now, if you say that, then I go, okay, now I have to look at the risk and the reward. I would sit down Joe Burrow. I wouldn't have had him play last night. He means that much to you. Just signed the contract. Your season is not over because I'm looking now. I mean, but I did say this about the Ravens and the Steelers and the Browns. They're all going to be competitive. I mean, 10 wins might win that division. And maybe you're, you know, going to have to be a wild card team at best. But I would sit him down just because I'd rather have him not be there for the first seven games. But I have him for the last 10, and I have him playing great or being healthy. Yes, Eden.
So if the Bengals go to 0-3, their season's not over?
No, I don't think so. But I got to have him healthy at the back end.
Is that just one of those things like, you know, statistics in history be damned?
Well, the Bengals started out 0-2, last year or the year before?
When 0-3 feels a lot different than 0-2.
It does. It does. But, okay, so I have him now and then I don't have him the rest of the season. So then the season is truly over. Mm. But I'd have to ask the doctor to say, give me best case, worst case scenario. And if I rest him for a month, is he going to be better? How much better will he be? And if he says yes. Yeah, Paulie.
I'm so close to agreeing with you because they're at the Titans next week. You think, we can get that win with a backup quarterback. But if somehow you go in there with a backup and you blow what should be, no offense, a winnable game, you're like, oh, we could have put him in and had him throw 8-yard out patterns.
I know.
It's very tough because I agree that you could probably sit him for the Titans game.
And then you got the Cardinals, and then you host Seattle, and then you have a bye week. And, you know, we've seen the Cardinals, you know, they're a whole lot better than what we thought, certainly what I thought. Yeah, Paulie.
After the bye week, the Bengals are at the 49ers and host the Bills.
Yeah, so he's got to be ready to go, like truly ready to go. They got a win last night, and I don't know if Joe did talk about, oh, you know, it's going to get better now. I don't know if playing in a game is going to make you feel healthier, certainly with that injury. All right, let me take a break. We'll settle on the poll question. We are fully assembled with Fritzy back. A little bit later on, Dodger manager Dave Roberts will stop by. Back after this. Every morning I walk by. I say hello. To the Traegers, I walk by. And I have nicknames for them, but Traeger has a grill for you. Also, they have so many great things going on. It's one of those where you go, God, I never would have thought of that. Oh, it does that? They have sort of the Timberline. You got a mobile kitchen is what it is. They should have taillights, brake lights on that thing. It's a beast. It's ready to go. Also, Traeger is offering up to 20% off select grills, up to 15% off select accessories for military members, first responders. Ask about the Traeger app. You can get recipe inspiration step-by-step on what to do. The Wi-Fi technology, that allows you to watch the game, not the grill. Don't wait any longer to join the Traegerhood. You can have that dream deck there with the Traeger. Traeger.com today. Find the perfect grill for you. You will be the hit of the neighborhood. Make sure you use the promo code DPSHOW at checkout. Free shipping. Happy grilling. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses. Then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Eagles off to a 3-0 start for the second straight season. Jalen Hurts did not play well last night. He had two touchdowns, one throwing, one running, had a couple interceptions, and still trying to figure out, I think, with being in sync with the new offensive coordinator there. But that can be a scary proposition, the fact that they are undefeated and they haven't played great, or he hasn't. Matthew Stafford sacked six times, threw two interceptions, fourth time he's done that in his career. All right, 877-3DP show. Operator Tyler standing by. Say good morning to Peacock. Thank you, our streaming partner and the radio affiliates around the world, numbering nearly 400 cities. We have a quiz, Paulie, and we have music to go along with that.
Custom music, Dan.
Okay, the quiz is...
So the Eagles spend a lot of time in the backfield. You think they're one of those teams that hits the quarterback a lot.
Yes.
I always think that that's a great stat, not so much sacks.
H-O-Q, hits on quarterbacks.
Hits on quarterbacks, yeah, hoax.
Yeah.
Which team in the NFL, after 3 weeks, has hit the opposing quarterback the most times?
Okay.
Let's go around the room. Fritz, are you listening?
I'm going to say 49ers.
All right.
That's a good guess.
Good guess.
I'm going to say the Cleveland Browns.
Ooh, Myles Garrett, okay. Marvin?
I'm going to say the Dolphins.
Okay. I'm going to say the Pittsburgh Steelers.
All five of you have teams in the top five. Mm-hmm. One of you got it right. Who thinks? Well, everyone thought they got it right. The Cleveland Browns have hit the quarterback nine times per game. Pittsburgh second. The Dolphins, shockingly, are third in the league. Hits on quarterback. Hawks, Bills, Buccaneers, Niners.
Okay.
Well, Niners are towards the bottom of that list. That's surprising.
They're sixth in the league, tied for sixth.
Okay. Wow.
So they're still up there ish.
Okay. Ish.
Which team has let their quarterback get hit the most? This is a bad stat. Good, playing good stat, bad stat, Dan.
Mm.
Which team, Fritzy?
I thought Bears was too obvious, so I'm going to say Tennessee Titans.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to say the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay.
Mm. More of it?
I'm going to say the Jets.
Jets are not in the top 10, believe it or not. Marvelous.
I'm going to say the Broncos.
Broncos are third.
Okay.
The Minnesota Vikings allow their quarterback to get hit 11 times a game.
All righty. Okay.
Double up.
Double up, Seton O'Connor.
Double up.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Kirk Cousins is usually a get the ball out of there guy. You know, he's a dropback, a veteran dropback guy. Got to put a little of that on him, right?
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah. A veteran holding on the ball a little bit too long. Hmm.
Is their season done?
Yeah.
It is? So their 0-3 season is done, but the Bengals, if they were 0-3, wouldn't be?
No.
Okay. And that's because of the quarterbacks?
I think the team. I think the Bengals are a better team than the Vikings. They got a really they have a no-name defense, but they have a really good defense. Certainly that front. They put some pressure on you.
We could do our one poll question. 0-3 team who still has a chance.
Okay.
Denver Broncos, Minnesota Vikings, Chicago Bears, Carolina Panthers.
What about none?
Any of them or none? If one of those was to still have a chance, it's just a chance. Maybe it's a 2% chance. Is there one on there?
It might be the Broncos.
Even getting blown out by 50, you're might. Still like, you know what? I believe in these guys.
Like, this could be one of those where we look back and go, God, remember when they got blown out by 50 and they're playing good football?
What's wrong there? What's happening? Why isn't that working again?
You can't blame this on Nathaniel Hackett.
They would try if they could.
Yeah, they could. Or they have. Yes, Pauline.
The Bears have been outscored by 59 points. The Broncos have been outscored by 53 points. The Minnesota Vikings have only been outscored by 13 points on the season. It feels like they could win three in a row.
They could. They could be 3-0.
Calm everything down. Or they could be 3-3 in a month.
Yes. But it feels like they're in those games. So I'm probably not being fair to the Vikings. I just didn't think that. I thought, and they won, 13 games last year?
That's the problem. We've been burned by the Vikings.
Yes, we have. Buyer beware. Kevin in North Carolina. Hi, Kevin. What's on your mind?
Morning, DP. Morning, back row.
Morning.
So I couldn't call yesterday. I was just too distraught. Vikings fan. I'm a constant Kirk Cousins defender. But come on, at the end of the game, he has to be told to spike the ball. But really, it shouldn't be no surprise. I mean, he can't even dress himself. He needs everybody to tell him what to do. So, I mean, but for real, I did a little deep dive this morning. There's been 24 total quarterbacks drafted, number one overall. Seven of those have won the Super Bowl. All but one of them have won multiple Super Bowls, but not one since 2010. So in the modern cap era, we have not had a quarterback that's been drafted number one overall that's won a Super Bowl. I know there's not a lot of data there to work off of, but I think it needs to be talked about, that this tanking for the number one pick. I just can't get down with that. I'm not built to want to lose. I never will be. I get it, but I can't do it.
Well, the Bengals went to a Super Bowl, didn't win a Super Bowl with Joe Burrow. And you've had Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady, who famously were not drafted number one. Brady, of course, drafted with pick 199. And Mahomes, mid-first round pick. But you go to a bad team. I've said this many times. That quarterback who slips has a better chance of having success sooner than those who go number one. You just do. I mean, is Justin Fields going to come close to a Super Bowl? And the answer is no. Is Bryce Young? No. Not now. Not anytime soon. But those quarterbacks who were taken a little bit later, I mean, Kenny Pickett might have a better chance of getting there before Justin Fields and Bryce Young because he's got a better team around him. Therefore, you don't have to do everything. Justin Fields has to do everything, and he can't. Bryce Young's already injured. He's out for a couple of weeks. It's just the pressure on you. It's just different when you're the number one overall pick. And Caleb Williams, if he's the number one overall pick, chances are he's going to a bad team. Yeah, Paul.
I'm looking at the past number one draft pick quarterbacks. And, Trevor Lawrence is raising up the Jaguars. They had an off week, but you said Joe Burrow. Kyler Murray, it was working for a while with Arizona. Feels like it's cooled off, but it felt like he was raising them up. Baker Mayfield and the Browns, that second year he was pretty good, and they were pretty good, mm-hmm. and then it tailed off. Mm-hmm. Jared Goff got the Rams to the Super Bowl. Winston kind of worked out for a while and then went south. Andrew Luck retired before he hit his stride. Cam Newton got the Panthers to the Super Bowl and really carried them to the Super Bowl.
MVP.
Literally.
Yeah.
Sam Bradford, you can make the case he didn't work out. He wasn't a bust, but he just didn't flourish.
Yeah. Fritzy, you had the poll question about Joe Namath. Now that we've played his clip on Zach Wilson, that was courtesy of the Michael Kay Show. The question you had attached to that.
Now that Joe Namath has spoken out against Zach Wilson, the Jets will make more of an effort to find another QB, still do nothing, and continue rolling with Zach.
I don't think the Jets front office is going, wait, what did Joe say? Oh, we haven't thought of that. They made up their mind to keep him when they got Aaron Rodgers. They didn't think anything was going to happen to Aaron Rodgers because Tim Boyle is your other backup quarterback. And now you have Zach in there. Who do you bring in? You got to bring in a mobile quarterback. I would just let Zach Wilson go out there. The problem is going to be when he comes home, plays home games, the fans are probably going to be more vocal than they would be on the road.
Jets fans?
Yeah.
You think?
Yes. The Jets fans don't want to see Zach Wilson.
They host the Chiefs this weekend. That should go well.
What Prince is at that game.
Yeah. Yeah. Marvin will be there on the sidelines working for the
I don't have
NBC.
To. I shouldn't see this bloodbath. The last time I went to an NFL game was 40-0 in the rain.
Okay.
I just can't.
T-Swizz might be there, dude.
Oh, never mind. Never mind. You're right.
Yeah.
See, what was I thinking? I'm sorry.
You know, the more I saw clips about this, people commenting, it almost felt like they were doing a music video.
Yes. The drive off at
yes.
the end?
Yes. It felt like this was all a music video. That she's there and she's excited at the football game.
Not, the vintage convertible?
Yeah, I don't know what the lyrics are going to be to the song. That might depend on the relationship, if there is. But, you know, he walks out, and I don't think he thought he was going to be videotaped. And they took a private exit. Jarrett Payton ended up getting – if you look at the look on his face.
He sees Jarrett.
Now, if I'm in love, I don't care if you're taking a video. And Travis Kelce better get used to this because your life has just changed dramatically. Everything you do, everything you say, everything you wear, how you treat her. I mean, all of that. The Swifties are coming, and they mean business. But I just thought he's riding off in a convertible with Taylor Swift. You're asking to be seen. He can't be upset that all of a sudden you got video of him leaving a private exit. It just felt like, okay, so what do we do in this part of the music video? I'm going to be open mouth, open eyes, and I'm going to be celebrating. Okay, and then what? And then you're going to wear this outfit. Okay. And then you got to catch a touchdown.
Got to.
And then I'll, you know, just ask Patrick, is that his name, Patrick? Is it, that's what his name is, Patrick Holmes? Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes. Okay. Can you get a vintage convertible? And then we'll ride off into the sunset. Okay. And then that's it. The end. Don't know what the lyrics are, but it felt like a music video yesterday. It did.
The whole thing is just so weird.
It is.
It really is.
But he can't be upset because this is what your life, if you look at the side eye he gives the person who is videotaping.
Yeah.
This is, Walter Payton's son, Jared Payton.
Great way to get Payton's name back on the show.
Yeah, I know. Right. Yeah. Pauly was thrilled.
Oh.
Let's get Jared Payton on, talk about this.
Wasn't Emmitt Smith's son doing it?
No.
I don't know.
But he gives a side eye like, what are you doing filming me? Instead of going, let me smile. I'm with Taylor Swift. What do I have to hide?
Well, maybe he's more like, dude, don't blow this for me.
Well, how's it?
You know what I mean?
How's it blowing it?
No, man, just be cool. Don't videotape this. Just be cool. You're blowing it.
But everything about Taylor Swift is videotaped.
Yeah, no, I understand. I'm just saying that.
He wears that outfit.
Maybe Travis
and brings
Kelce.
Her there.
Yeah.
And he's in a convertible.
He's like, look, I'm just trying to see how long this ride takes.
By the way, women do not like to ride in a convertible because it messes up their hair. I'm just saying. So He had probably had to run that by Tay-Tay. Hey, I got a convertible. Oh, my hair.
You see his jersey sales are up like 400% or something. He added 300 new followers on Instagram or something, 300,000.
Travis Kelce's jersey sales have spiked 400%. And I'm going to guess the fan base that's consuming those would be the Swifties. That now they're Kansas City Chiefs fans. Yes, Marvin?
Jerseys are also very easily to burn. They're very easy to burn, too.
Just ask Cavaliers.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. Let me see. What do we have here? Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. Welcome back.
Good morning, Dan and Dennis. Thanks for taking my call. Just a few comments on the games last night. Eagles won. They're one of three teams that are 3-0. That's a good omen. The last 12 out of 14 teams that have went 3-0 have reached the playoffs, so we all know that looks good for them. But it's better that the Bengals kind of look like the Bengals at the end of their game. And are the Rams ever going to recover from giving up all those draft picks and signing everybody? Because here's a little stat for you. The Rams are 6-14 since winning their ring. That is the worst record in your first 20 games after running the Super Bowl in NFL history. I just don't see how they can match all that.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Yeah, you're a little short on star power with the Rams. Still got Matthew Stafford and Aaron Donald. And then you're looking around going, where's Cooper Kupp? Where's Jalen Ramsey? Wait, who are these guys? Where's Odell? Don't have that star power.
Where'd everybody go?
Yeah, but they cashed in. They won a Super Bowl. And if you're a Rams fan, you got to eat it. You just say, all right.
Worth it.
You know what? We gave up everything, and we got a Super Bowl. I take it. If I'm a Rams fan, you got your Super Bowl. Got a home Super Bowl win. Aaron in Des Moines. Hi, Aaron. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan Patrick, how's it going?
Good, Aaron.
I have a name for the Crappensburg State University.
Okay.
The Mud Snakes.
The Mud Snakes. All right. It's a little too much there, Aaron. Mm. And once again, subtle. Subtle. That's what we're looking for. Make it sneaky funny. You know, the turtles of Crappensburg State. By the way, we keep selling. I don't know if we've sold out those T-shirts. We'll reorder if we do, but we've sold a lot of Crappensburg State T-shirts. Todd in California. Hi, Todd.
Hey, Dan. I have first time, long time, 6'2", 225. I have a slight revision on Seton's Crappensburg State bumper sticker. At Crappensburg State, you don't want to make the dean's list. You want to make the SHB list.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Todd. Okay. Got a lot of contributors to Crappensburg State.
I like the energy.
Mike in Colorado. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Dan. First time, long time, 5'9", 195. So, Crappensburg State. I am a sophomore. I am in the School of Proctology. I'm also in the fraternity I Gotta Poo. And our bowling team is doing really well this year.
Thank you, Mike. There's some people giving a lot of thought.
People are putting thought into
this.
I love that somebody's driving on their way into work right now, or on their way home from work, whatever it is. They're like, you know what?
I got to call in.
I got an idea.
Yeah. Now I got the. Some people have suggested that there is something on the line when the Broncos play the Bears this weekend. The Bears at the Broncos. Front row, back row. Dun, dun. Fritzy and Paulie. I'll let you guys ruminate over that, and then maybe we'll come up with...
I heard the word roommate when you said that, and I was like, holy cow. I'll pass on this bet.
Should we take each other's team?
By the way, that's a bad matchup. There's another really bad matchup as well. So let's take a break. Play of the day is up next. Keeper's Heart. It's a new, unique style of whiskey that is bringing together the best of Irish and American whiskeys. Nobody's ever tried this, but then there's nobody like Brian Nation. He left Ireland. He left the most famous whiskey company to come to the United States. We imported him, and he makes keepers heart. It's like an athlete at the top of their game leaving a world championship team to join an upstart underdog. Or maybe a broadcasting legend leaving maybe the top broadcasting company when it comes to sports to start his own show in his attic. Oh, that'd be me. Keeper's Heart combines the smooth character of Irish whiskey and the bold flavors of American whiskeys, delivering a unique taste experience worthy of the record books. Just won the world's best Irish whiskey by the Tasting Alliance with their 10-year single malt. If you're a whiskey fan, you got to try it. You can enjoy $10 off your whiskey purchase at keepersheartwhiskey.com. keepersheartwhiskey.com. Make sure you use the promo code DAN2023. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh my God!
The play, the play's called play of the day.
Butter looks like God.
Play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Hurts on the gun. He's back. He steps up. He's looking. Still looking. Has time. Lets it go, and it is complete. Touchdown! Alonzo Pierce. You give Jalen Hurts enough time, Zacchaeus got open, and Jalen threw a 34-yard strike.
That's courtesy of the Eagles Radio Network. Zacchaeus, can you find somebody who has more vowels in their first and last name in the NFL? Because that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Checking.
That's your play of the day.
We need some time.
Yeah. Play of the day brought to you by the great folks at Meguiar's, their hybrid ceramic pre-wax prep. The newest member of their hybrid ceramic family. Easy to use, and the paint looks gorgeous. It pops. Back on the road, Meguiar's ceramic made easy. All right. We have Bears-Broncos. Bears at the Broncos. I don't know what the line is. Is it Broncos by 3?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're at home, both teams 0-3. What's the bet between Fritzy and Paulie? Or do you want to do a wheel of punishment?
See,
that's been suggested as well.
This is tough because I think the Bears are going to lose, even as a Bear fan.
Oh, okay.
This is tough, but I'm open to play ball with this.
Okay,
somewhere.
So maybe the bet is that the Paul has the Bears losing, Todd has the Broncos losing. Is that the we just switch it?
Well, Todd, you believe the Broncos are going to beat the Bears, don't you?
I have to believe they'll find a way to edge them out at home, but
it's just a yes or no.
I'll roll with my team.
It's
just
still
I'm be
just a
for
yes
them.
Or no.
Yes.
Okay, that's how it works. All right. Okay, we got to come up with a bet here. What do you guys want to put on the line?
Is there something Denver and Chicago related that would make it interesting?
Well, no, we're not doing what the mayors do in those cities. I'm going to bet you know,
Chicago wins, Todd has to fight a bear.
Fight a bear.
Denver wins, Paul has to fight a horse.
To climb the Rocky
No, he's
got to
stay on a bucking bronco for at least 8 seconds.
I would try that. I don't think there are any in the tri-state area, but I would do that. That sounds fun. Right. It'd be over quick.
Maybe the audience can offer up some suggestions here. By the way, how about this one? The 0-3 Vikings at the 0-3 Panthers. Tasty. Yeah, Paul.
See, I think we brought this up a few years ago about the tanking for the first pick.
Yeah.
You know, if they could do some type of bonus game, I know they won't, but imagine if the two worst teams in the NFL had to play and the winner got the number one draft pick. So it's like week 18, you have a bye week, and the two worst teams in the league, imagine there was a Caleb Williams game like January 5th, and the two worst teams in the league, it'd be Bears and whoever probably this year, and the winner gets the number one draft pick.
But then they wouldn't need that because they were better than the other team.
It's almost like a reward, though. I don't know.
Well, I do like that. And I've said this before in the NBA, when you're eliminated, the number of games you win after that helps your draft stock. That lets benefit those teams that aren't tanking. That's just a suggestion. And maybe I'll bring that up to the commissioner. He seems to be very open to my suggestions. Get some phone calls in here. Oh, Paulie has a life question for the room. All right.
Quickly.
Okay.
I've had a Samsung phone for forever. I've had an Android Samsung phone, right?
Okay.
Use Android. Everyone in my family uses Apple phones.
Okay.
Even like relatives. I think my mom has an Apple phone. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to get me to switch to an Apple phone. There's like FaceTime. I don't know what there is. There's different things we could do. And I've fought it for years because I generally like my phone and don't have any problems with it. Mm-hmm. Who here has a Android phone?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Mm-mm.
You guys all have Apple phones?
Yeah.
Should I switch?
Yeah.
Now, I'm entrenched in an Android Samsung-ish phone.
Bob Costas had a flip phone. He might still have a flip phone. But at a certain point, you know, I think you got to graduate. You know, treat yourself a little bit.
What are the upsides, I guess?
Yes, Eden.
I would say don't switch.
Oh, okay.
Phones can be incredibly frustrating. And if you like the one that you have, you don't get as frustrated with it. But if you switch to an iPhone and you hate it, you're going to be like, why did I do this? I should have just stayed with the one that I like.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I say you stay and just whatever minor inconveniences there are, okay, because you're the lone Android user in your group.
Okay.
Just tough.
What about you, Marvin?
I think you should stick with it.
Oh.
It doesn't matter how stupid it looks when your texts are green.
Yeah.
But if it's something you love and it's something you're used to, like, you know, don't give in to family pressure.
See, now Marvin's convincing me to switch after that commentary. Don't worry how dumb
it
you
is
look.
But when you're on the group text and everything is green, you're like, all right, who's the idiot?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's the guy messing this whole thing up?
Is that what happens?
Yeah. That's why a lot of times where it's like when there's problems with the group chat that we have, I'm like, well, it's either Todd is an idiot or somebody with the Android is messing things up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was sending a group text, and I realized that I was sending it to Paul's like email account instead of his actual phone.
You just did that the other day.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. I kept thinking, why are you sending it to my
email?
I'm
not getting these. Really?
Yeah.
He just did it Saturday.
William in Virginia. Hi, William.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
6'1", 185. So... just in the talk about Justin Fields, if you go back and you think about it and go all the way back even to like the 90s, when has there ever been a quarterback in the NFL that's relevant that came out of Ohio State? If I were an NFL GM, I don't care how good the quarterback is in college or how much hype, I would never draft a quarterback from Ohio State because they've never been relevant in the NFL.
Well, C.J. Stroud is at least off to a good start. You know, Haskins was taken too high, in my opinion. Justin Fields, there were concerns in college. And see, what happens at Ohio State is those receivers are open. And you're not really pressured, you know, developing into throwing a receiver open. But I don't know if Justin Fields played for the Niners instead of, and Brock Purdy played for the Bears, would we see something different out of both of those quarterbacks? Probably so. 1 hour in the books, two more to go. Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.